Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is about preferences. This is a really interesting topic that Joshua talks about today, and it's really leading edge. When you think about your preferences, you like one thing over another thing. But Joshua wants you to think about why you like one thing over another thing. And generally speaking, you like one thing, or you like to do something, or you want to have your way, because that's sort of based in fear, based in the limited perception of yourself. From the higher perspective, you actually don't really care which preference comes. It's coming at that right time for you. And so when you really want something in the moment, or like you want to go to a certain movie and everyone else wants to go to a different movie, why do you want that? And so if you can sort of let that stuff go, you'll sort of see why it's coming into your reality at the time. Again, this is a very high level concept, but I think Joshua explains it really well here. See what you think. Before we start, remember to like and subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, that really helps. Leave comments, share it with your friends on Facebook, tell your friends about it, that sort of thing. Pretty much everyone who finds this podcast is because a friend referred them. And we're growing quite a bit, so more friends, referring more friends, it's really cool. If you have any questions for me, please send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. Visit the website, it's theteachingsofjoshua.com. On there, you'll see the Ascension Experience. We have a new alignment course starting soon. You can read all about that. That's the first course of the Ascension Experience. And we're going to be doing it starting like the middle of December. It'll carry you through Christmas and into the new year. It'll really get you set up for 2022. So take a look at that. And of course, we have a Facebook group that's private just for us. It's called Friends of Joshua. So check that out. Otherwise, enjoy this episode. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua. Hi.
Hello, hey. Joshua.
Hello, Joshua.
Welcome.
Well, we'd like to talk to you about something that you're not really thinking of here, and that is your perception of who you truly are in the non-physical. That is a authentic version of yourself, the version of you that exists in pure love, pure acceptance, pure joy, pure freedom, pure abundance, and pure power. Who you are in the physical is a representation of that. In fact, if you were without fear, you would be that version of you in the physical reality. And in that, you would be completely powerful, and you could be, have, and do anything you wanted, which as a human, you can be, have, and do anything you want. Now, how can you be, have, and do anything you want in physical reality if you're perceiving yourself from a limited perspective? Well, that makes it a little bit more difficult, doesn't it? Because you have these preferences and you say, well, I prefer this over this over this. And I think this is what I want. And I think that would make me feel good. And I think that you should be like that so that I could feel good. And so you're thinking of yourself from those limited terms as a human being trying to make your way in this environment. But the larger part of you knows who you truly are. The larger part of you is always sending you inspiration that will lead you to who you truly are. Well, that will lead you step by step by step to everything you truly want. So when you have a preference, you say, this thing I think I like will make me feel better. And that's always based in lack, based in the lack of the feeling you think you want to have. The preferences that you have are all about you. You think, I need this to feel good. I need that to feel good. I need you to be like that to feel good. I need these conditions to be something different than they are for me to feel good. And that's exactly the opposite of who you are, because who you are is pure love and acceptance. So you would accept the conditions perfectly as they are. In accepting those conditions, you need nothing. You need nothing. Everything is your preference. You don't judge one thing as better or worse than the other thing. You say, this is what's here now, and this must be what I want now. This is what's coming to me now, and that's going to be leading me to where I want to be in the next moment. Everything is perfect as it is now. I need not change any of it. The desire to change any of it based on preference is based on lack and fear. Without lack and fear, you would not have these preferences you think you want. Now you say, well, hey, I like these preferences. I want to have these things I want. I want to have more money, and I want to have nice things, and I want to have the ability to go places and do things and meet people and all these things. Well, we say, do you really want that? Because if you really wanted that, you would have that. So there must be something in you that doesn't really want it. And what would it be in you that doesn't want it? Well, you would say, I am not worthy of these things. I would be awkward in these environments. I wouldn't know what to say or do. I don't know if people would like me if I was that kind of person that would be able to do all these things. And so it all comes back to your misperception of who you truly are. You're thinking of yourself in limited terms, and your reality is a complete and perfect reflection of how you think of yourself. So everything you think you want, well, why don't you have it? If you were who you truly are, you would have everything that you truly want. And so when you think about your preferences, you say, well, maybe if I was thinner or taller or better looking or richer or smarter or funnier or more successful, then I could have these things that I'm longing for. And if I had those things I'm longing for, then I would feel good. Then I would feel established. I would feel respected. Other people would like and love me. And then I would feel good in all of that. And we say, it's not about you. It has nothing to do with you. Because when it has anything to do with you, it's done so from a limited perspective. Well, you all have magnificent lives. You all have lives beyond any possible version of you that you could dream of any possible or any previous life. So if you could imagine yourself living 100 years ago, the life that you live now is far beyond your wildest dreams. In fact, there would be no possible way to imagine it. But if you took that person who lived 100 years ago and put them into your life, they would feel uncomfortable. It would be overwhelming. They wouldn't know how to handle it. It would be too much for them. They would have had to go through all the education you went through and all the interest that you've gone through and all the growth that you've gone through. They would have to raise their vibration to where you are now. The difference between who you were, say, in a previous life 100 years ago and who you are now is a difference in vibration. You are vibrationally matched to who you are and where you are now. And when you transition to the non-physical, and if you choose a new life, that will be the culmination of everything you want in this life because you will allow it to happen. So what's happening in this life is that you're not allowing all the things you truly want to come to you because you are resisting all the inspiration that's coming to you. You are saying, I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. I shouldn't have these things. Could I really afford this? What would the maintenance be on that beautiful house that I want? What would the requirements be on this job that I want that seems to be out of my reach, or this career or this hobby or this business that I want? What about all these beautiful people out there that I want to meet and interact with? Would they really like me? Would they really think that I have anything to say? And so all that is a perception of yourself that's limited. Because if you knew who you truly were, there would be no limits. You would literally have no limits. You would be in this mood of fun and joy, and nothing would be serious. So most of your life is thinking about, how do I protect myself from anything bad happening to me? And we say, there will never be anything bad happening to you because anything that happens to you is for your growth and expansion as you intended prior to your birth. It's for your journey of self-discovery. It's to put you on that path and to keep you on that path and to move you along that path. So anything that happens that pops up that you say is a bad thing is there to remind you that there's some work to do. There's some limiting beliefs to process. You're looking at yourself from a perspective that is not true. And so every event that happens in your life is there to show you who you truly are. If you're resisting it because you think you're unworthy, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not funny enough, or not whatever enough it is, well, then you're not seeing who you truly are. We want you to know that you are a limitless being. You are a magnificent being and you're an eternal being. So think of yourself from that perspective. Eternal. Nothing can happen to you. You're eternal. This just seems real. This is just a game you've come to play. You're magnificent. You cannot be more perfect than you are. You'll expand, of course, through experiences, but you cannot be more perfect. You will never be more perfect. You will just be a more expanded version of who you are now. You will have more awareness and more clarity and more confidence. And you can go with the flow of this process of life and self-discovery, or you can resist it along the way. And what you're doing to an extent is resisting it. You're resisting it based on these limited beliefs about who you are. As you start to see yourself from this higher perspective and change your perception of yourself or elevate that perception of yourself, then your reality matches that perfectly. And so that if everything's going well in your life, if everything's fun, if everything's exciting, if everything's adventurous, if you're having challenges and having fun with those challenges and occasionally having a manifestation event and seeing that manifestation event from the higher perspective, well, then you're moving along your journey of self-discovery perfectly. You're beginning to see who you truly are. When you transition to the non-physical, you will be shocked at how obvious this illusion is and how powerful you truly are. You'll be shocked that you cared about this little, these little preferences that you have, that you cared about these little things, that you were arguing or getting annoyed at these tiny little things that mean nothing. Who you truly are would never get annoyed, would never get upset, would never get bothered by anything. You would say, this is so exciting. This is so interesting that you're being so fun, even if you're in an honoring mood. I don't need you to be anything other than you are. You're perfect the way you are. I'd love to accept you perfectly the way you are. That is who you truly are. If you were to win $1 million in a lottery, you would be excited by that. Why would you be excited about that? That wouldn't make anything. What if you won $10 million? Why would you be excited about that? Because it allows you to do things you can't do. You say, that is my ticket to doing everything I want to do, to having all this freedom and abundance and buying all these things that I think I need. It wouldn't change anything because you would still have the feelings of whatever those feelings were. And in fact, many people who go on to win the lottery or make money before they're vibrationally ready for it are doing so really out of lack and experiencing more lack. If Elon Musk won a lottery for $10 million, he literally would not care. He might not even notice it. He might throw the ticket in the drawer and say, ah, that's great. Who cares? Who cares? It doesn't make any difference. And so when you get excited about something, think about why you're getting excited about it. Because it's solving some problem? Well, guess what? You have no problems. There are no problems. Everything is working out perfectly. Everything is exactly how it should be. If something seems like a problem, it's there to show you something or to move you to some new action or to give you some new perspective. Everything is perfect. If something fantastic happens, guess what? It's only seen as fantastic from a limited perspective. From the higher perspective, it's just another thing, just another experience. It's no better or worse than anything else. It's all the same. And so when you go to the non-physical, you will not be jumping up in joy and excitement. Of course, you'll feel fantastic. But what you'll be essentially is incredibly calm. You'll say, yes, this is how it's supposed to happen. Yes, everything's working out. Yes, this is fun. Yes, this is interesting. But it's not changing anything because eternally and in the core of who I am is everything, is the whole universe. If the whole universe is in me, then what does it matter what's outside of me? It doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference. It's just a reflection. So let go of all these things that you think are causing some little distress. Think of these things as tiny little manifestations that are always happening to let you know where you are. And if you are pretending to be a victim, you're going to feel negative emotion. And if you're pretending to be the creator of your reality, which is who you truly are, you're going to feel good. You'll feel calm. You'll have a sense of awareness that will give you power and ease and joy and allow you to receive inspiration and allow you to contemplate that inspiration and allow you to observe the fear that comes up and allow you to push past that fear to do whatever you're inspired to do. And all that is footsteps or a little roadmap on your journey of self-discovery. Think of yourselves in more empowering terms. And everything will be easier. Everything will be more exciting. Everything will be more fun. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
All right, Joshua, I'll go.
Jojo.
I'm going to ask this one about a manifestation event. Earlier in the year, we had a couple of break-ins in our house. This weekend, I had a friends over. So a family of five and a girlfriend over. And I noticed at some point during the dinner, I have these two air fresheners in the bathroom for guests to use. And she came out smelling robustly like the air freshener. And this woman does not wear scents, no scent at all. And then after everybody left, I noticed the two air fresheners were missing in the bathroom. Now, I don't care about the air fresheners. I barely use them. They're inexpensive. But it was a manifestation event for me that I thought was kind of funny And I know I created it for me. And I think it, I mean, part of me thought, all right, it has to do with abundance. But if I don't care about the air fresheners, I think it was more about my perception of my friend.
Well, we will say in your case, it's about abundance.
It is. Okay.
You pretend that you own things rather than things being just reflections or energy created in the overall dynamic of your reality. So you desire something and somehow you become a vibrational match to it. If it's an air freshener, that's easy. You go to the store, you pay a couple bucks, they're yours. Now, we will have to say here that it isn't actually easy, because you'll have to have the inspiration for the air fresheners. You'll have to go to the store. You'll have to remember to get them. You'll have to take them off the shelf, put them in the cart, put the cart in the line, put them up on the carousel, have them rung up, pay for them, take the bags, put them back in your car, schlep all the way home, take them out, and put them in the bathroom. From a non-physical point of view, this is exhausting. You could simply think about it and they would be there. Now think about it from the non-physical point of view. If you could think about anything and it's there, well, then there's no effort involved in any of it. It's just so easy. It's just so easy. But of course, you're not attached to anything. Why would you be? If you think of something and it's there, well, then you can think of anything. That's how easy manifesting is from the non-physical point of view. In physical reality, there's a little delay there. There's a little separation from that easiness of it. And that's partly because if you could think of anything, you would think of all these things to do stuff with that is basically generated from fear. And you need a little time to think about what you truly want, see if it's really for you, and see if you really want to have that manifested thing in your reality. So when it's something as easy, as simple as air freshener, sure, you get the thing, but now you're attached to it. This is mine. I paid for it. I own it. But that's never true. It's just energy. What if your friend was wanting the same thing? Now, she manifested a lot easier than you did, didn't she? All she had to do is go to your house, throw it in her purse while she's in the bathroom and take off. She didn't have to go to the store. She didn't have to pay for it. She didn't have to go through the carousel. She didn't have to schlep it home. You did it all for her, you see? You had a manifestation event because you perceived that it's yours, that you own it. But you don't own the tree behind you. That tree is there every time you go to the park. It's there all the time. It's your tree, but you don't own it. It's there for you for the enjoyment of the tree while you need it. And so if you can look at any possession that you have, literally any possession, all the possessions, everything, every friendship, every item, your house, your car, and view it as this is simply energy. I've attracted it into my universe and it's here for me when I need it. So the air freshener was there for you when you need it, when your guests were coming. Now that you don't need it anymore, it's not with you. Big deal. It's gone. And to get it again means nothing. It's so simple. Well, this could be true of a yacht or a car or a house or an airplane or a trip or friends or anything. They're there for you when you need them. And it's so easy to manifest them. But you have this ownership idea, and that means you have to maintain it. You have to protect it. You have to secure it. You have to lock your doors at night so no one comes in. You have to have all these things. If you did not have that perspective or perception or the limiting beliefs around that, everything would just come when it's needed to come. And you go, okay, there's something there. If it's here, great. I'm not overly excited about the new car, the new plane, the new house. It's here for me when I need it. It's not mine. I don't need to carry it with me into the future. If I need it in the future, it'll be there. If I need something else in the future, it'll be there. Whatever it is. So you can see between the approach to life of the non-physical, I'm existing in the moment in the non-physical. I think of a thing. And when the thing comes to me, I understand that it's energy. That's all it is. And that energy will stay around in my vibration, in my reality, until I think of something else, until it's not necessary. And so in the non-physical, you can manifest all these things, but they don't mean anything. They have literally no meaning. It's just a formation of energy. And in the physical, you say, that's a physical thing. That's a possession. I own it. I have to protect it and take care of it and make sure that everything stays with it and lock it up and insure it and all this stuff. Well, that's a lot of effort to allow something into your reality and then enjoy it while it's here. If you could think of things in physical reality, preferences for what you think you want. So you see, if it's something big, you'll really take ownership to it and you'll really be attached to it. If it's something that's irreplaceable, like a item from your youth, you will call it a memento. You'll put great value in it. And then if that is taken out of your reality, well, you'll use that as your excuse to drop out of alignment and feel negative emotion because you're perceiving it as it's not is, as an illusion. So when you are perceiving reality in truth, you feel good. That is your natural sense of well-being. Everything is working out perfectly. Your natural state of being is feeling good. If you never saw reality from the illusion, it would be impossible to feel bad. When you are feeling or perceiving reality as the illusion, your inner self sends you guidance in the form of a negative emotion. Hey, you're not perceiving the truth. You're perceiving an illusion. Here's a little negative emotion. When you're really perceiving the illusion intensely, you receive intense negative emotion to show you that you're really looking at this illusion as if it's true. And so this fantastic system is there. Feel good means you're feeling or perceiving reality as it truly is. Feel bad means you're perceiving the illusion as reality. Excellent system here. And so when you have a manifestation event, all that's happening is you're choosing to perceive reality as it is not, the illusion. So the illusion says those items belong to you and no one should swipe them. They're mine. So you make laws to protect yourself and locks to protect yourself and cameras to protect yourself. And all these things don't do anything because it's energy that's coming and going based in your vibration. So you could have a museum with all kinds of locks and cameras and security devices, and they get broken into all the time because it has nothing to do with anything other than your vibration. Are you emoting or exuding or expressing the vibration or the feeling of security? Then you could leave all the locks unlocked, all the windows open, all the cameras off, and you could just live. If someone comes in, well, then that, whatever they take, good. You can have that. That is yours. Wow. Because I am a powerful creative being that can manifest anything I want whenever I need it. I don't have to hold on to anything.
What's funny, Joshua, is I don't know, a couple days before I got potpourri from Costco because it was like cheap. I'm like, oh my God, there's potpourri. And so it was like, I set this up for myself in a weird way, you know,
well,
put something else there.
So weird. You set everything up for yourself. Every single experience you've ever gone through has been set up by you for you.
Well, so now what about my feeling that this was so out of character for my friend? Or am I looking at it the wrong way? That is a control response.
You see, I lost something that belongs to me.
Yeah.
And my perception is that my friend must have taken it. How could it leave if my friend didn't take it? But you have no idea how it left. You were just trying to connect dots, trying to protect yourself, trying to build barriers so it doesn't happen in the future. If you can blame your friend, well, then you can put a camera in the bathroom and tape everything down and maybe take fingerprints and make sure that it never happens again. Instead of letting it go, let it go. It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
All these things you think you want, it doesn't mean anything. What you want is to understand who you truly are. Who you truly are is the creator, the source of everything in your reality. everything, including the manifestation event that causes you to distrust your friend or worry about items in the home going missing, or worry about break-ins, or worry about accidents, or worry about your career, or worry about money, or worry about anything. All that worry sets you up to control. All that control adds to more fear. All that fear adds momentum to your limiting beliefs. All those limiting beliefs cause you to believe in the illusion. All that illusion causes you to believe yourself as the victim. That's the momentum of all of this. Letting go of it, processing limiting beliefs, seeing everything as energy, knowing yourself as a true creator, knowing yourself as all powerful, seeing yourself from the higher perspective, that adds to this evolution of who you are. That evolution is this evolution of consciousness, of awareness, of perception. Coming from the perception of, I'm a victim, I need to protect myself from outside events, people, things, bad things happening to me in my reality, causing me to feel negative emotion. So these items are missing. You feel negative emotion because you're perceiving yourself as a victim in your reality, that outside events can make you feel something. The truth is, you're the creator of this reality. You're the creative being that's bringing everything to you from a higher perspective. You can't see that yet because you're still in that limited perspective. Everyone's in that limited perspective. Don't worry about it. But you're moving through a new way of thinking to a higher perspective about who you truly are. That's this journey of self-discovery. Now, guess what? That's the only thing you care about. Nothing else matters at all. Literally nothing else matters. Death, loss, rejection, nothing else matters. This is an eternal march, eternal evolution from that single cell organism or that atom that had a very limited awareness and consciousness to greater levels of consciousness and awareness. Now to a never-ending level of consciousness and awareness. And so you're somewhere in the middle. You are finally, as a human, starting to think, well, hold on here. Maybe there is no wrong. Maybe everything's right. Maybe I'm not a victim. Maybe I'm the creator. Maybe I have more power than I think I do. Maybe there is more going on in this reality than I ever thought before. And that's the evolution of awareness. Who else in physical reality, you know, is at this high level of thought? Therefore, you must know that you are all on the leading edge of this evolution of awareness, evolution of consciousness. You are at the highest level of consciousness that humans have ever existed at in your society. You're thinking in a brand new way. And this brand new way of thinking allows you to reconsider everything you thought was wrong, because everything you thought was wrong was based in this old perception of yourself as a victim. If you change that around to say, okay, this is just energy. This is manifested, not by going to the store and doing that. That's just how I think it should happen. And that's how I allow it to happen. And then starting to play with more ideas. What if I can just be authentic as who I am, drop everything I think I need, drop this idea of possession, know that abundance is receiving everything I need when I need it. Law of attraction is receiving everything I need when I need it in perfect timing, and simply expressing love and acceptance to your entire reality. Oh, she took the pretty stuff that I had in the bathroom. She took the air fresheners. That's so interesting. How exciting. She must have had her own adventure. Maybe it wasn't even her. Maybe those things just disappeared. All they are is energy. Maybe they just vanished. Maybe there is no rational answer for any of that stuff. Who knows what's happening here? That's looking at it from a higher perspective. I don't need any of this stuff. What I needed was that experience so they could ask this question, which would lead others all over the world to have new ideas about the same sort of thing. Wonderful question. Not silly at all. Thank you so much for asking. Who's next?
I want to ask Joshua, I have a question.
Isabel.
In the same lines of manifestation events. This weekend, I tear a muscle on my right chest that I didn't know you could do that without noticing. And so sometimes I have this higher perspective of it. I'm like, oh, this is for me. We'll see what is going on. But sometimes, of course, I'm like, oh my God, because it's hard to even sometimes talk because it hurts. But I was, I think, better. And then an hour ago, I had this idea that I want to watch something on TV. And then like I saw in Netflix a show, a comedy show, and I got excited to watch it. It was really good, which was really bad because I laughed so hard and now I'm in pain. So again, I would like you to help me seeing the bigger picture of it because sometimes I'm now having problems, especially when I'm a little bit in pain.
Do you pay attention to your breath?
No, and I thought about that probably this is the best way because of course the certain movements are painful and they're not obvious. So I have to be so in paying attention, everything on my body. And sometimes I feel annoying because it's like, it's the focus is on every movement, even in my breath. Okay.
Excellent. So imagine that you're going through life and you're not really focusing in on the body and your breathing and these aspects of physical reality that are literally life itself. Deep breathing. Laughing, moving. You're just going through life focused on things you need to get done or whatever's interesting to you or whatever your preference is and other people in your reality. And you're not paying attention to how you're existing in the moment in physical reality. And so your inner self says, hey, why not do this little movement here? And it pulls a little muscle. Just slightly, just to get your little attention. That's it, all it is. And so you got your attention. You know what it's like to not be able to breathe deeply, to not be able to laugh, to not be able to move like you normally move. Your attention was on outside you thinking that was all real instead of within the body itself. And so your inner self moved you back to the body. Gary was watching a near-death experience video where a woman was in Afghanistan working with the army as a civilian, and she was in a truck and the truck blew up. She was then out of her body and she could see who she truly was. She could feel the power of who she was. And she reunited with her inner self. And so she had a tour of the non-physical for a little bit, and then she came back to her body. And she thought, what can I do to this body now? And she said, well, maybe I'll take off a hand in the injury. And then she could see the entire life play out. And she was laughing. Oh, she can't write with her right hand anymore. She'll have to learn how to write with her left hand. And how she'll have to go with a hook and try and get stuff from the top shelf with her hook. And all these things. But all these wonderful things, too. All these prosthetics and all these different ways of being and talking to people and feeling about herself and all these things. And from a non-physical perspective, it was hilarious. It was humorous because it meant nothing. It was just another adventure. You see? Bring it all down to the perspective of the human saying, oh, I have to really protect myself in every situation. I have to make sure nothing bad happens. From the human perspective, you could never look at it like that. Oh, okay. If I lose my hand, it's no big deal. If I lose a leg, it's no big deal at all. It's not going to change anything because that doesn't happen unless you're thinking in terms of who you truly are and of how this reality works. We've been talking a long time and you've been listening a long time. You are all powerful, all knowing, all creative, magnificent, eternal, limitless, all love. But forgetting that and thinking of yourself in terms of the complete opposite of that, the victim. Then you're coming to know yourself as the creator. And so now you think, instead of bemoaning this thing you did as wrong, oh, I should have been more careful, I can't believe I'm getting older, blah, 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 blah. You think in a new way. How is this for me? How is this for me? And if you literally give up any resistance, you will know how it's for you. You will know easily how it's for you. Because you'll have direct access to the information that is available to you in the non-physical. It'll come through you without resistance. With resistance, obviously, urges and fears and thoughts that relate to that will come up. Oh, I should be more careful. I should go to the doctor. I should lay in bed. I should complain. I should get painkillers. I should get all these things to fix this problem. Missing the whole point of this. Now, imagine the power you'd have if you could have anything happen in your reality and always look at it from the higher perspective. If you could do that, then you would know exactly what everything is for. Now, if you could trust that information, that's another level altogether. But you're at the stage right now where at least you can get those ideas and thoughts. And you got the thought. Mm-hmm. And you said, well, why would I do that? Why would I do that? That doesn't make any sense. But of course it does make sense because you get everything you need when you need it. And if you view it as a bad thing, well, that's up to you. But there is no bad. There is no wrong. It's all good. It's all for you. It's all moving you exactly where you want to go. Everything is working out perfectly.
I loved your answer because there was this idea like, oh, because I'm laughing even more now, which I think is like, it's kind of a stupid situation, but at the same time, hilarious, like seeing stupid comedy on TV. But I felt like, oh, maybe I'm getting crazy. Like, how can I laugh about it? And then I watched the show and now you're talking and the whole example is, so everything is so comic. It's like comedy. And of course, this is when I laugh, it's painful. But I feel like I want to laugh more because it's a stupidly, it's a comedy. So I'm so happy what you said because it's not like I'm getting crazier or something like that. It's just I have a different perspective, even though I have pain. So
humans tend to get more and more distracted by the reality that they perceive is outside of them. Mm-hmm. And so they get more involved in the minutia, the tiny stuff that does not matter. Mm-hmm. How, when they woke up, how, what time they got to work, what time they did this, what's on TV, what restaurant to go to, what they're going to eat at the restaurant, little tiny things. It's so minutia. And it becomes hugely important because as they focus on it, it grows. That's the power that creators have. The more you focus on the minutia, the more the minutia grows in importance. And it seems like everything's a big deal. It seems like you have to have all these plates spinning in the air all just to keep it together. Otherwise, it all fall apart. But that's just from looking at everything from a limited perspective. From the higher perspective, you literally need to do nothing. Literally nothing. It will all come to you when you need it. Only thing you'd ever have to do is act on inspiration. But why? That's exactly what you want to do. There's no difficulty in acting inspiration. It's all fun, all joy, all everything. It's just a bit of fear you got to push past. Well, if you're focused on the minutiae, you're not going to hear the inspiration. If you think that you have to control everything, you're not going to want to push past the fear. You're not going to want whatever that inspiration is going to lead to. So you have to come back to this understanding of who you truly are as the source creator of your reality, the source of all of your reality. The power in that reality is all you, realizing that you're just looking at things from a limited perspective. But if you now choose to look at things from the higher perspective, you can laugh at yourself for all the things you thought were important that aren't important whatsoever. Wonderful question.
Thank you.
Who's inspired next?
I'm inspired, Joshua. Okay, so I've been all over the place with this question, trying to figure out what I want to say, because I'm not even quite sure. But I feel like I'm vacillating wildly back and forth between being in alignment for brief periods of time and then going out of alignment and feeling tons of fear. And it's compounded because I feel like I get to a certain level with the work, this work that we're doing here, and it's hard for me to maintain it. Like I start to struggle with the manifestation event forms. It starts to become very difficult for me to actually even, I can get down what the issue is and sometimes what I think the limiting belief is, but then to actually disprove it, I get completely stuck, and there's many that are just open, like a ton of them where I never disprove it.
Because you don't want to disprove it, because that would change your entire worldview. You've been protecting yourself for so long that if you start to say, none of this that I thought was true is true, then your whole world would unravel because you'd have nothing to control. So you're trying to control every bit of it. And you say, the way I control things is by labeling it as wrong. If I see it as wrong, and if I can convince enough other people to see it as wrong, maybe we'll keep it at bay and it won't happen to me. Because I'm so afraid of what could happen to me that I need to control everything just in case it does. And so you have a manifestation event because the universe is saying, Rebecca, wake up. You're looking at the illusion. The illusion is wrong. The idea of wrong. The illusion is a perception of anything as bad. If you are source, if everything is source, everything is source from source. If source is love, then everything in physical reality is love. From source perspective, the creator of it all, it's all love. It's all good. It's all right. It's all perfect. From the limited perspective, you choose to perceive some things as good and some things bad. You choose to prefer some things over other things. You choose to make judgments on all types of things. This is based in fear and control. You have more ability to control your life than any other previous life you've ever had. In fact, the amount of control that you think you have is a manifestation of all past desire to have more control. You have cell phones. So if you had a loved one, you could know where they are, know that they're alive, talk to them at any time. This wasn't possible in other lifetimes. You wished you could have the control to know where they are, to know that they're safe, because you didn't like the feeling of not knowing. So you want to know. You want to know because you think that in the knowing, it will solve your fear. You walk into a dark room. You want to know what's there. You turn on the light. You control the room because you have a fear of what's in the dark. And so you control that by turning the light on. Great. That's wonderful. Excellent. But what if you can control your fear without needing to turn the light on? What if you knew that there was nothing there in the room to harm you? And that if something happened, it would be for your benefit. If you knew that, well, then you'd only turn on the light so you could see something. You wouldn't care if something's under the bed. You wouldn't look under the bed. You wouldn't look in the closets to see if anyone's hiding in there. You wouldn't look around to make sure there's no danger. You're in a heightened sense of danger. You're in a heightened sense of fear. You think everything's out to get you. This is where everyone else is too. Lesser or greater degrees. So where you are is where you are because this way of living, this approach to life has caused you to seek an alternative to control. But guess what? The alternative is let go of control. Now imagine that. This isn't working because I don't have enough control. If I had more control, then I could control this fear even better. And then you get more control, more control, more control, and it just spins out of control. It's worse and worse and worse because that's the opposite of how this reality works. The reality works that in the moment, giving up all control, you exist in a state of love because love cannot exist with fear. Fear is control. You want to control it all to keep yourself feeling safe. The only way to be safe or to feel safe is to give up control. When you start giving up control, you'll start to see how things are different. You'll start to realize the control was never necessary. In fact, it was always detrimental because the more you focused on what you feared, the more control you needed, the more real the fear seemed. When you focus on something, it grows, whether that's on something you think is bad or wrong, or something that you think is good or right. If you're looking at some aspect of your life as bad or wrong, and you're wishing it would change and wishing it would be different because you're trying to control how you feel about it, by changing the conditions themselves, they grow larger. That's the power that you have, the power of focus. The universe doesn't understand the concept of wrong or bad. The universe only says that what you focus on will grow. So if you focus on something that you're in fear of, the fear grows. The thing may not change. In fact, the thing is irrelevant. The thing is just made up in your head. Whatever you fear is made up, not true. Now, you could think about it so much that you actually attract it. If you were really, really, really afraid of lions, and then you started to think, well, lions are only in Africa, so I'm pretty safe over here. And then you thought, oh, no, there's lions at the zoo. Uh-oh, lions could escape. Uh-oh, if you're really, really in fear, a lion could show up in your living room. And if it did, how could you control it then? You would come to the end of that control. It wouldn't ever work. So imagine now coming from a perception of reality where you think one way. You think of yourself as a victim. You think that outside conditions can make you feel bad, that things can just happen that you don't want to happen. And the reason you don't want to happen is because you know that if they happened, you would feel bad. You'd feel negative emotion. And so you really, because you're very emotionally sensitive, you really want to make sure nothing bad happens. And so you're looking at everything, just protecting yourself from any possibility of bad things happening. The only way you could do that is to limit your experience. You can shut yourself in. You can become a shut-in. You can isolate yourself. And you see this happening to people as they age. They get more and more and more fearful. Their limiting beliefs grow stronger. Their perception of themselves in the reality diminishes. Then they transition to the non-physical. They see the illusion and they plot out a brand new life to do it again. You, however, have come here because you are an advanced being. You've been doing this for a long time. What you fear now is completely irrational compared to what you used to fear in a life 200 years ago. You fear rejection. You fear failure. You fear all these things that won't make any difference at all. You fear homelessness. You fear bankruptcy. You fear not being able to pay your bills. You fear having a bad credit report. You fear what other people think. None of that can kill you. It's irrational, but it is limiting. Because when in those brief times of alignment, you receive inspiration, all that fear pops up. So imagine you have a limiting belief that you're holding on to as if it's true. And you have a manifestation event that points out that limiting belief. So you write down all about it. Well, that's easy to write about it. People love to go on about the bad things that happened to them. You notice that in the manifestation event form, that section is very short. But everyone's writing in the sidelines and writing in the back and writing on taking other sheets of paper. They love to write about it because it's a form of control. The more you talk about it, you'll see people talking about or asking questions when they have a manifestation event and they want to explain it in great detail, talk about all of it. That's a form of control. Something happened, big deal. It triggered a limiting belief. Okay, what's the limiting belief? Whatever comes to you. Whatever comes to you, write it down. Bound to be limiting if it comes to you in that state. It may not be that limiting belief. This is just a practice. In a while, you'll get good at it. You'll get used to it. Describe the emotion. Positive emotion, negative emotion. Guilt, rejection, failure, whatever it is. Then prove that that's false. Prove it's not true. Well, other people have been able to do these things. Other people don't have these fears. Other people can do this thing that I can't do. Or I've been able to do this in my past before. Whatever it is, evidence. You had a breakup in your past. At that time, you thought, I may never meet anyone ever again. Well, other people have breakups and they meet people. And then you go and meet someone again and then you prove that limiting belief false. I met someone again, whatever. I might get fired from my job. Well, people get fired from their job. They get new jobs. They get new careers. They get new passions. It leads to something better. Everything leads to something better, doesn't it? If you look at it, everything is for the good. But you're looking at your reality from this perspective of a victim. So you can't see the good in the things you think are bad, because that means you'd have to give up control. You'd have to give up your approach to life of control, 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 fear, 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 and give up control and live in acceptance. So acceptance is no control whatsoever. And of course you'll control things. Of course you'll do that. But what if you could control a little bit less? What if you could accept a little bit more? What if you could see yourself from a higher perspective today compared to tomorrow or yesterday, and see yourself even higher tomorrow compared to today? And it's this evolution. So you're not supposed to get there right away, because that'd be no fun. You're supposed to struggle with it and really want it and get frustrated when it's not happening and wish it was different, because that's how you've always existed. But now we say, this is a journey. This is fun. This is exciting. And in a period of time, whatever that period of time is, you look back at this question right now that millions of people are asking. Millions of people are listening to this or will be listening to this in the future and asking the exact same question. How do I prove it false? How do I prove it false? And you do the best you can. There is no way to do it for every person, because you are unique where you are. It's obvious when you're looking at it from a higher perspective that it's false. And you could write reams of evidence that shows it's false. We could give you a million examples of how it's false, because we're looking at it from the higher perspective. But when we say something from this higher perspective and you're looking at everything from the limited perspective, you can't hear it. It won't make sense to you. So you have to do the work yourself. You have to go through this process and write something down. And then look at the thing that you think was wrong in this manifestation event and say, what if this is actually right? What if I'm just looking at it from a limited perspective? What if it's moving me along my journey of self-discovery perfectly? What if everything is working out? What if the whole point of this is to come from my perspective now, which is limited, to a future perspective, which is limitless or less limited? What if the fun in this whole game is seeing how I feel improves, seeing how new people come in, seeing how new opportunities come, seeing how all these new ideas come, seeing how I can push past more fear and act on more inspiration? That's the fun of it. And you don't want to click your fingers and be there. Seriously, you want to go on this journey however long it takes you. And if it takes you this lifetime and 10 lifetimes more, that's a nice journey. And if it took you 15 minutes, you'd be bored. You'd be bored. You wouldn't get it. So you chose a specific set of conditions when you were born. Your time and place of your birth, your parents, your childhood, your body, culture, everything. And you came in with some limiting beliefs and you adopted some limiting beliefs along the way. And you somehow came to where you are now from where you were before. Where you are now is, I don't want to feel like a victim anymore. I want to understand that I'm a creator. But you have examples and experiences and limiting beliefs that have piled up, causing you to perceive yourself as a victim. So you can't switch that around so quickly. There's a lot of momentum. You will get it if you trust the process, if you keep doing the work. Now, this information resonates with you. You understand it to a certain degree. Guess what? Once you're done with your first bootcamp, you'll do another one, and you'll go into the same bootcamp, and you'll see things you didn't see before. Why is that? Because something has changed. Your vibration has raised. You've gotten more clarity. And so now you'll be able to read words that you could not, or read sentences or paragraphs that you could not understand before. You missed them. They disappeared. They did not even enter your awareness whatsoever. You are unconscious of them. And you will see them from a higher perspective now because you've raised your vibration, and they will make sense to you. So imagine that in the bootcamp and all the material you're getting and all the stuff that you're doing, a lot of it is unconscious because it exists at a vibrational level just a bit above where you are. But everything that you do get is perfect for where you are now and leading you to this higher, more expanded version of who you are with more clarity at the perfect pace for you. but you want to have it all done now. Why? Because you don't enjoy the manifestation events. You don't enjoy feeling like a victim. You don't enjoy the fear. And you want to turn it off. But if we turn it off right now, you would get no benefit of that. You want this journey.
Okay. I get it.
Excellent.
I get it. Thank you.
You don't get it at all, but you'll get it. You will get it.
Well, I kind of get it. Thank you.
Yeah. You get a smidgen. Excellent.
Okay.
We have time for one quick question, one silly question. This must be the silliest question anyone's ever asked in the history of the world. Who'd like to ask a silly question?
I've got one about my cat.
Excellent.
Well, about our cats. Whenever I buy them a bed that I think will be comfortable for them, they never want to sleep in it. Is it because I'm kind of trying to control where they sleep?
You have a preference. It is a human preference. And so you say, wow, that bed looks comfy. If I was a cat, I would love that bed. I love the color. I love the texture. I love the softness of it. I love the shape of it. It's the perfect bed. But you're buying a bed for yourself. You're not buying the bed for the cat. But the cat could manifest the bed through you easily. If you were in alignment, understanding that this is not my preference, this is the cat's preference. I do not care what bed the cat gets. I want the cat to inspire me to the best bed for it. And so the inspiration could come. All right, time to buy a cat bed. And you might see a cardboard box and a bunch of newspaper and say, wow, somehow I'm attracted to that cardboard box, that newspaper. And then you will get close to it and you would put two and two together and go, this would make a great cat bed. This is exciting and interesting. And then you bring the cardboard box and the teared up newspaper and the cats would dive into it and they would play around it and they would be there all the time. But as a human, you say, I'm not going to have a cardboard box in my house. I'm not going to have a whole bunch of newspapers. It doesn't look pretty. It's not the color blue that I like. It's not the texture I like. It's not the size I like. It's not the softness. What will other people think if they come into the house and see that I was too cheap to even buy a bed. I had to fashion some bed out of cardboard. And then I tell them, no, that was inspired by my cats. They'll think I'm crazy. This is why you do what you do. This is why you have preferences, because you are putting yourself first. What do you need? I need it to be this color, this size, this shape, this texture. I need people to say, okay, that's a normal person with a normal cat bed. And then you put it on the floor and no one uses it. It's just a wasted piece of material on the floor because you're putting yourself first rather than the cats. You do not need to put yourself first. You are the creator of your reality. You're the center of it all. All you need to do is connect to that inner self that has that perception that they're the creator of the reality. You are having the perception that you need to control everything to make it comfortable for you and safe for you and desirable for you and get what you think you need, which is based on what you perceive you lack, but your inner self doesn't perceive it that way. Your inner self says, the most magnificent life is through pure acceptance of myself as the creator of my reality and linking up to that higher perspective of my inner self, receiving inspiration, intuition, direct communication, and moving along with that truth rather than what everyone else thinks and whatever I think I need, that limited perspective of the victim, which is all based in fear. You are a being of love. What else do you need? It's all coming through you. What else do you need? You can have, be, and do anything. At any time, it's all energy, and you can manipulate the energy as long as you link up into that communication with your inner self. Your inner self will guide you to how best to manifest everything you truly want. And if you truly wanted your cats to be comfortable, you would be inspired to the perfect bed for them, which would not be anything you choose for yourself because it has nothing to do with you. It's their bed. That's all there is to it. You're an amazing group of imaginative creators, sourcing love through you, expressing it into your reality through acceptance and authenticity. Keep moving on that process, and it will lead to everything you truly want. your powers of creation are far beyond anything you can imagine. So imagine them. Use your imagination to imagine the truth of who you are, and then link up vibrationally with that truth and stop worrying about all the little tiny things that don't make any difference whatsoever, that don't matter at all. Be who you truly are. Connect with that inner wisdom that is you. Trust it, believe it, live it, express it. And everything you truly want will come flooding into your reality. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful question just now. Wow.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone. Well, I really hope you enjoyed that episode. It really shows you that preferences are, well, there's a lot more to it than we thought. And why do you have these preferences? Because you think things should be going a certain way. So you're sort of exerting control over it. If you gave up a little bit of that, you'd see how everything magically unfolds. So give that a shot. Have an experiment. See how it goes. Let me know what you think. You can always reach me at garybodley@gmail.com. And of course, like and subscribe to this podcast. Share it with friends. Do all that stuff. We really appreciate you. Until next time, have a great day. Bye.